It's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Hello and welcome to the Grapevine for Wednesday, July 1st. Happy Canada Day. I'm Dave Wheatley, your host, and a little later on Taking Care of Business, Dave McKay talks to independent travel consultant Carolyn Hind-White about her 40-year career and the industry in general. Then, on the county naturally, from the archives, Dr. Aaron Davis's conversation with Pamela Stagg about coffee hybrids he's working on that can handle climate change. But first, the county cooks. Here is Krista Hepburn.
I'm Krista Hepburn. You're listening to County Cooks. I have in the studio with me today Chloe Fox. Chloe is a wonderful home cook, and she's going to give us a little tips and explain her background, which she has a huge background in cooking. And welcome, Chloe.
Thank you very much, Krista.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into cooking? And
originally, I'm from Montreal. My husband and I opened a health food store many years ago. It's at least 35 years ago, I think, by now. And we started selling tofu. And in those days, tofu was almost completely unknown. Nobody had any idea what it was, what to do with it. And nor did we, by the way. And people used to come in and ask me, you know, what do you do with this? And I had no idea. I would say, I don't know, take it home, see what it's like. And my mother-in-law, who used to help me in the store, one day she said to me, oh, give me some of that stuff. I'll take it home and I'll figure something out. And she came back the next day and she had this tray with these beautiful little individual pies that were tofu spinach pies with tofu and spinach and grated carrots, and they were delicious, really, really good. And so we started selling them. And from that, we started experimenting ourselves and coming up with all kinds of different recipes. And I ended up doing a lot of teaching. I taught mostly tofu cooking because people really wanted to know how to use it.
Now, does tofu replace something in
tofu
recipes?
Tofu is a protein,
okay,
right? And it's very, it's neutral, so it really doesn't have much of a taste on its own, and so you can use it in many, many different ways. And I can tell you some of the different ways it can be used if you'd like to know.
Of course.
Yeah, so there you can get hard tofu, firm hard tofu, or you can get kind of medium, and then you can get soft, also known as silken tofu, which is really quite soft. And the hard tofu, you can use it to, like you can cube it and sauté it. You can take it, what I like to do is I take a piece of hard tofu and grate it, spread it out on a cookie sheet that I've put oil on, and then give it flavor. Some, it could be soy sauce, could be chili, could be whatever you like, garlic, all kinds of, a little bit of oil, and you put it in the oven and you bake it, take it out, mix it up, put it back, bake it, take it out, and you end up with something, we call them crumbles, and it's like chewy. It becomes chewy, and it replaces like ground meat. So you can make pasta sauce with it, or sloppy joes, or I throw it on top of my salad. So it's like a little bit of protein in the salad. It's very nice, and it's got lots of flavor by now. So that's what you do. You can do that with the harder tofu. As I also make burgers, as I brought you some to try. You can take them home and see what you think. My husband was the one who created that recipe.
It'll be fun to try.
Yeah, they're really good. And the other thing that we make with the hard tofu is something that we called spring salad. And again, you grate the tofu. This time you don't bake it. No, you don't cook it. And then you chop very fine all kinds of vegetables. So I use celery, raw broccoli, peppers, red, green, yellow, whatever you want. Sometimes, yeah, broccoli doesn't have, it can do all different vegetables, but things that don't get soggy, and grated carrots. And then you add some turmeric and mayonnaise and Dijon mustard and lots of fresh parsley and fresh dill. Mix it all up and you have something that looks like an egg salad because the turmeric makes it yellow. And it's really delicious. Really, really nice. You can put it in a sandwich. I like to stuff, if you go to a party and you have to bring something, I buy the mini pita and cut them in half and then stuff them with that. It's very colorful. It looks beautiful and people really, really like it.
So that is your spring salad.
That's the spring salad. That's right.
Tofu.
Yes.
I guess since there's not, well, almost no flavor in tofu, it absorbs all the spices that easily
absorbs. That's right. You can make it taste almost like anything.
Yeah.
So, which is very good. And it's a very good protein. It doesn't have a lot of fat, so it's lean. It's good for people who want to eat clean and not eat a lot of rich food.
Right.
And the other thing is, I was saying that there's soft tofu. So the soft tofu can be made very easily. You can just whip it by hand, actually, and it gets very soft and creamy. And you can make like a dip. We used to make a dill dip, or you could do any kind of flavor that you wanted. And but what I use it for mostly is in baking. Because my husband and I were vegan for a long time, which I'm not anymore. I'm still vegetarian, but we were vegan.
Okay, so what's the difference between vegan and vegetarian?
Okay, so vegetarian basically almost always means you don't eat meat, beef, chicken, whatever, lamb, pork, any of those things.
Fish?
Well, if you're pescatarian, it means you don't eat the meat, but you do eat fish. If you don't eat any animal products, period, and that would include honey and any dairy, then you're a vegan.
Okay.
And so that's...
I heard it described as you don't eat anything that had a mother.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Or we used to say anything that could run away from you or that kind of way. But a mother, that's a good way of saying it. But, yeah.
So what made you change from vegan to vegetarian?
I'm very, very fond of fish.
Oh.
And I don't feel as, how should I say, as compassionate? I should, maybe, but I don't feel as compassionate towards fish as I do towards other animals like chickens, and I don't like, it's funny because I think that if I were to eat food, meat that came from a small farm where the people knew the animals and were kind to them and treated them well and they had a nice life before they died, I don't think I'd mind as much. But the factory farming really, really disturbs me greatly because they do suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want it, you know.
And is your husband a vegetarian as well?
My husband was a vegetarian. He passed away about 6 years ago, which is, But yes, he was very much in favor of that. And he felt the same way I did about the compassionate angle of it, you know. It's supposed to be healthy to not eat as much meat. I'm not saying, it's not, meat is good, but we tend to eat too much meat here in North America.
Right.
There's no question about that. So, he just felt that it was kinder, you know.
So the vegetarian way of eating it is easy to, you can go anywhere.
Yes,
100%. And if people want to have meat, they can have meat and you can have the vegetables.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah, you can make all kinds of interesting food. Really, and a lot of ethnic food is vegetarian, so you can eat in many different ethnic restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Where I guess vegan would be a little more limited.
A little more limited, yeah. It is more limited. And vegetarian food in general and vegan food specifically requires more effort.
Mm-hmm.
To cook.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of chopping and, that kind of thing.
But it is easier now to get tofu anywhere.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
You don't have to go to a health food store.
No. That's right. It's everywhere available.
Yes.
When we started, it was not packaged. It didn't come in those packages that you can get it now. We had it. There was a gentleman who used to bring it to us. He was the first man to make tofu in Montreal, where we were. And he was Chinese. And his name was Mr. Ho. And he used to bring us big pails, 2 pails of tofu with it floating in water,
like feta.
Like feta, exactly. And it looks kind of like feta. And my husband once asked him, he said, Mr. Ho, he said, were you always into it? He says, no, I wasn't always into it. He said, well, what did you do? He said, I was a biochemist. And he was a professor at university. And so my husband says, so you're Professor Ho? And he says, no more. No more. He did that instead. Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting. And you brought me a couple of little squares here to
yes,
try.
Yes, I brought you some of our famous oatmeal almond cookies that are made with tofu instead of eggs. That's what I was saying about the soft tofu. You can use it instead of eggs in all kinds of recipes. Yeah, so soft tofu can be blended very easily just with a whisk or something like that. So I just whip it up and take, like if I'm going to make a recipe that calls for two eggs, I just take two blobs of soft tofu that are about the size of an egg, whip them up, and then just make my cookies the same way that I would make them with if I was using eggs.
So how did you make these?
Okay, so I take my tofu, I take brown sugar, and oil, because I don't use the butter, blend it all up, and then I add oatmeal, ground almonds, but not ground fine, just sort of crunched up okay. So that they have a little bit of, you can taste, you can feel the crunchy almond right. in them, and currants, because they're thin, they're small, and I roll them out, so if there's raisins in them, that's too high. And with the currants, that you can roll them out easily, and then flour and baking powder, and that's it, basically. And it's basically about, I'd say, two-thirds white flour and one-third whole wheat in there. And then I roll them out. I used to roll them out on the counter. And then you have to kind of like cut them out individually, and then I'd have to bring it all back together again and start over again. It was a very labor intensive, and I used to sell them, so it was too much. And my husband watched me doing it one day, and he said, "That's ridiculous. Take your cookies, dough, put it in a big cookie flat," and we had big ones because right. we had a commercial oven. We had big, big ones. "Roll it out in the flat so that they're all contained, and then just score it with a knife and make squares." Or, you know, you don't have to make them round. They can be square cookies. So that's the way I make them now.
So you don't bake it at all?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, you bake
yes.
it.
You do that, and then you bake them.
Okay.
And then
okay.
you bake them, yeah. And they take about, I don't know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, something like that. About, I used to bake them at 350, but I find they go too fast and they don't get the right texture. So I do them a little bit at 350, then down to 325. And they have to get crunchy, because I happen to like crunchy cookies. So
yes.
that's why I made these cookies
yes.
like that. I don't like soft, mushy cookies. I like hard, crunchy cookies.
Okay.
And you'll see what you think.
And I'm anxious to try them. So you also published a cookbook.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's called yeah. Intuitive Cooking.
Yes.
It's a vegetarian.
It's vegan, actually.
It's vegan.
It is completely vegan. Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So if anybody's interested in...
I don't have any more copies.
Oh,
I
and they're not, not available
left.
In
no,
the stores?
No,
oh,
no, no, dear. No. We did it. It was self-published, you know, and we actually... We sold quite a few. We made another, we printed another load of them, but then that was it. And yeah, that was it.
It's your own little treat.
That's right. Yes. I started just giving it to people as a gift.
Right.
It was nice. It's a nice gift.
It's a nice hostess
people
gift.
Really enjoyed yeah. it. And I called it intuitive cooking because that's really the kind of cooking that I like much more than, I mean, in baking, I think you have to pretty much follow a recipe, but in cooking,
I always say recipes are a guideline.
Yeah, exactly. That was my idea,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's correct.
Well, thanks
yeah.
so much for coming in today, Chloe.
It was my pleasure.
Yes. Very interesting information,
okay.
I'm sure. There will be lots of people using some tofu in their cooking now.
Well, I hope they do, because it's very easy to use and it's very healthy and you can make really delicious things with it.
Nice. I'm Krista Hepburn. You've been listening to County Cooks, and I've been speaking with Chloe Fox, a wonderful home cook who's had lots of commercial experience.
Thanks very much, Chloe and Krista. Up next on The Grapevine, taking care of business, Dave McKay discusses travel with independent travel consultant Carolyn Hind-White, right after this.